Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to see if you could help me out with the, I tried to file my unemployment, but I guess for like someone else tried to do it for me or something, and they told me to contact y'all and calculate some stuff and see what's going on with me.
You trying to do your weekly certification?
No, ma'am. I haven't done no certification. Like, I had filed like 6 months ago, and then like last week I had got my tax lady to help me refile because I haven't filed. But it said that it won't go through, that I had to contact y'all.
Okay, can I have your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 416-313-3330.
That's 416-313-3330?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your name and your date of birth?
It's Crystal Gail Ballard, 31587.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed?
9th.
And your mother's maiden name?
Ballard.
Do you have driver's license?
No, ma'am.
You have a state ID?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have that number?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna get it out of my wallet. Okay. Your phone is breaking up, ma'am. I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. 1019-1307.
That is 1019-1307.
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Just like the card that comes in the mail with y'all?
The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit.
Oh, ma'am, I don't. All I have is my a Cash App card.
No, it's got to be a formal bank.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have.
And can I get you to verify your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 8991 Four Mile Road, Irvington, Alabama, 36544.
Irvington is with the I, right?
Yes, ma'am. Irvington, Alabama.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And can I get you to verify your phone number?
It's 251-253-6824.
Okay, I have your mailing address as 8991 Four Mile Road, Irvington, Alabama, 36544.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1, Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Grand Bay, Albertville, Florence, Opelika, or none of the above?
Grand Bay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1602 Aspen Grove Drive, 5512 Moss Hill Lane, 7509 Cantura Drive, 908 Bridgegate Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
7509 Cantura Drive.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Better Homes Remodeling and Design, Medical Logistics, Mortgage Square, Turtlehead Investments, or none of the above?
None of the above. I recently went to school for medical assistant, but I don't go no more.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
And your last day worked?
My last day worked, it's been since October, November, December.
In January. No, it's December.
December before Christmas?
Yeah, the last week before Christmas.
It was the last week before Christmas.
This last paycheck for a Christmas present.
You said the week before Christmas?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say the 13th or the 17th?
About the 13th or 17th? About the 13th.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 10, 20 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Minimum wage, whatever that is. Like 15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. Just whenever work starts back up.
And what was your last job title?
I was a crab shop. What is that, like seafood worker? A cook. It's like I work at a crab shop, so it's like a cook at the seafood restaurant.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last employer name?
My supervisor was Hewlett Harris.
No, the name of the employer.
Junior Barber Seafood.
Okay, and do you have their phone number?
I'm trying to look for it.
Thank you.
I'm trying to see if it's on the script right here.
Thank you, Noah. Yeah, I put it, it's in your phone book.
It's in my phone book? Okay, let me see. Let me see if it's in the phone book.
Thank you.
I don't want to hang up. I don't have his number. Do I have to have his number?
Yes, ma'am. Is it in Mobile, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have it.
I know, I was just asking.
And do you remember your start date?
I've worked on and off with them for a long time now. Pay period. I know from 11/10/2020.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working here?
It's just there's no work right now. Work is slow. So they told us to file for unemployment.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I don't understand what that means.
You said no, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
The easiest way to remember your pen is the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of the year you were born. Your pen is 3087.
Okay. 3087. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama, spelled all the way out, works, W-O-R-K-S, dot Alabama, which is spelled all the way out, .gov.
Okay, so to check it, I just go to alabama.gov?
That's for your unemployment, for your resume at the unemployment office.
Okay, alabama.gov. I've been putting in applications because I got like that workplace nearby me, like it pops up on my phone. Mm-hmm. alabama.gov. Okay. So I'll hear something back from y'all like in like 3 weeks?
It takes 2 to 3 weeks to process it, yes ma'am.
Okay. Now before you get off the phone with me, I have someone else that wants to need your help too.
I haven't finished with yours, ma'am.
Okay, yes ma'am.
Okay. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov.
Okay, and what's the number, like, if I want to call it to it by phone?
If you file by phone, if you file by the telephone number you should call each week is
1-800-752-7389.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Okay, Ms. Ballard, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I was just waiting for about 3 weeks to hit me off.
Okay.
You want to talk to the other person?
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Here's the other person, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here.
Hello, yes, ma'am. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I had the same thing. I applied, and it had a number come up telling me I had to call y'all to finish my application or something like that.
What's your social?
378-02-6969.
That was 378, and what else?
378-02-6969.
I have 378-02-6969.
Yes, ma'am, correct.
Can I get you to verify your name and your date of birth?
Submit things on, say, August 7, 1987.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed?
12.
Your mother's maiden name?
Pamela Novain.
You have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get you to verify what state they were issued in and your number?
Alabama. Mobile, Alabama. What state it was issued in?
Mm-hmm. the license
Mobile,
number.
Mobile, Alabama. Huh?
Your license number.
Oh, license number? It's 946-3313.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Y'all's card.
The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Can I get you to verify your mailing?
Yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address?
8991 for my road, Irvington, Alabama, 3654.
Your phone breaking up, sir. Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And can I get you to verify your phone number?
251-255.
Okay, I have your mailing address as 8991 Four Mile Road, Irvington, Alabama, 36544.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Lubbock, Wilmer, Houston, or Austin, or none of the above? Hello? Hello? I can barely hear you, sir.
It's Wilmer. Sorry.
Could you repeat that?
I apologize. It's Wilmer.
Okay. What color is your 1989 Mercury Topaz? Beige, black, cream, dark green. I have no association with this vehicle.
I have no association with the vehicle.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 101 Weeping Willow, 5115 County Road, 8067
Calabo Road.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And when was your last day worked?
December, like last week of December.
The 31st?
Yes, ma'am. I got my checks the other day, yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
You said no?
No.
In other words...
Wait.
Go ahead, sir.
What was the answer? I mean, what was the question?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Okay, and why not?
Oh, yeah, I can work. But yeah, no.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? I can't hear you, sir. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work? Hello? Hello?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Ten miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What's your last job title?
Seafood cook.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what's the name of your last employer? I can't hear you, sir.
J&B Seafood.
You said J&B Seafood?
J&B Seafood, yeah.
Okay, sorry, my screen cut out on me. Can I get your social one more time?
7026969.
I can barely hear you.
8026969.
I still can't hear you, sir.
7826.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah. Can you hear me better?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Now you can hear me. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Can you repeat your social for me?
378-026969. I apologize. This phone is terrible.
That's okay.
I know it's frustrating. You're like, what the fuck?
No, I'm patient. Okay, just a minute. I had to go all the way back through it. It kicked me out. Okay, you said J&B Seafood was your last employer. Could you repeat that, sir? You said J&B?
Junior Barbers.
Okay.
Seafood. Yeah. You gotta use a different tablet because you have a new phone or something.
Okay. Come on, computer. Okay, do you remember your start date?
No. Like March, probably like February, actually, yeah, February, like 15th.
2021.
Yeah.
Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Any reason no longer working here?
Excuse me? Oh, because it's slowed down. That probably, it won't pick back up till when it gets warmer.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. You have pen and paper?
Hold on 1 second. Yeah.
Okay. How you can remember your PIN is the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of the year you were born. Your PIN is 6987.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Thank you. Thank you. If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions? You have any questions? Sir?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.